Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Matthew Burns. Matt develops go-to-market strategies for Samtech's silicon-to-silicon solutions. Over the course of 20-plus years, he has been a leader in design, technical sales, and marketing in the telecommunications, medical, and electronic components industries. Welcome back to the podcast, Matt.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here again.
Yeah, so we met at the AI Hardware Summit last month, and I wanted to follow up with our discussion on AI and a few other things. But first, a couple questions about the conferences. So can you tell the audience what is the AI Hardware Summit and the companion conference, the Edge AI Summit?
Yeah, it's a great question to start off our conversation, Dan. The AI Hardware Summit has been an event run by Kisako Research out of the UK that's really focused on the AI chip industry. You know, there's been a lot of investment, a lot of focus on this system, this ecosystem over the last 5 to 10 years. And, you know, we saw a lot of, there's been a lot of events that have focused on the application of artificial intelligence or machine learning for, you know, for vision or looking at, you know, genomes or, you know, how to make financial, the financial services industry more efficient. But there really wasn't an event that was targeted at the chipset portion of the industry, really where the physical layer takes place. So this event started as a small gathering of, you know, EDA partners and IP vendors and semiconductor companies, both, you know, established as well as startups. And it, you know, the first event 5 years ago had around 250 people that attended, and it's grown at a really good clip over the last 5 years. I think this year in 22, something around 850, 900 people attended, and it's evolved to where, you know, you've got technology writers from the New York Times to the investment community. It's really established its place as, at least in my opinion, the event, quote unquote, for AI hardware design. Whether that's at the IP level, the ASIC vendors, the silicon startups, semiconductor startups, to the ecosystem partners like Samtech. And then for Edge AI Summit, you know, the AI Hardware Summit, obviously from an application level, is typically data center, cloud connectivity, where AI resides. The Edge AI Summit is really the differentiator there is sort of the same ecosystem, but instead of applying AI at the data center or in cloud, it's how do I put AI and machine learning capabilities at the edge? So instead of thinking about NVIDIA GPUs like you would in cloud, it's how do I establish AI continuity, you know, AI capabilities on 8-bit MCU or 32-bit, you know, ARM core processor or something along the lines that's low power, you know, in a smart sensor application and smart sensor and a factory automation solution. So great events. This is the first time, 2022 was sort of the first time that the events ran. They've always been separate, but this year they were held continuously over 3 days in Silicon Valley. So it's a really good event.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, interesting that there were keynotes from the top three EDA companies, the CEOs, and they were really, really good. We'll be writing about those later. But you're right, the whole ecosystem was there. And I thought that, yeah, at least 1,000 people, I thought 800, 900, 1,000, it was really packed. And it's nice to be live again, right? I mean, I know you and I both used to travel quite a bit, and that has started up again now that the pandemic is waning a bit. But it was great to be there with all these people from EDA to IP to down to the chip level, you know, down to the systems level. It was a really eye-opening event for me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dan. And I think that's one of the great things about the AI Hardware Summit is in terms of who it attracts. You know, the first event, you know, Samtech's been with the event since the beginning, and we're all about trying to help companies, whoever they are, try to get electrons from point A to point B as simple as possible, whether that's, you know, at the chip level or all the way up to a system level. Same thing photonics, you know, when it comes to optical solutions. But that's one of the reasons drew us to this event too, is, you know, you have the, you know, the three EDA companies that you mentioned, the semiconductor companies, test and measurement guys. It's really the entire ecosystem around AI hardware design, and what's unique, I think, too, and is that when you look at AI system architectures, there's no one solution for it. You know, if someone says, I'm going to go build a PC, whether that's a desktop or a laptop, there's kind of a known system architecture there, right? You can think about the CPU, you can think about the DRAM, you can think about the monitor, the power supply, et cetera, the user interface with and the buses. But when you say, I'm going to build an AI hardware system, that's not there, right? So it's application specific, or how do I optimize, you know, the AI framework for my application as specific as possible. So, you know, it's, the AI Hardware Summit didn't miss a beat through the pandemic. You know, there was 2 years that it was virtual, which was really good. But I agree with you completely too. Having everybody together in person and having all these key decision makers interacting with each other and being innovative and fostering relationships and launching new products, and that there was palpable energy throughout the 3 days of the event because of the fact that, you know, it's grown. The market's growing faster. There's a ton of innovation, a lot of disruption in the space, and you know, being able to interact with everyone is really good. And I, you know, just talking about being back to in-person shows, we've kind of seen the same thing at other events. Samtech has, because we've been out traveling pretty much since early 22. So yeah, it's definitely good back. It's good to be back and see so many folks. Reestablishing old connections. It's good to see you in person. I think it was the first time we had talked in person in 2 or 3 years, and establishing new relationships as well.
Yeah. And you know, I started going to conferences at the beginning of the year as well. And the first few, I got contacted by other people saying they caught COVID. And so I was, you know, theoretically exposed to COVID, although I did wear a mask, and, you know, a couple of more super spreader events. But the last few events, nothing. You know, I think we are back live, and it'll be interesting. But I think 2023 will be the year of the conferences, live conferences. But so let me ask you, what are some of the key takeaways from the event?
Yeah, great question. I think, you know, one of the takeaways, and I think this is something that I think this is Victor Peng that mentioned this from AMD, or it may have been the Cadence presentation. I can't remember exactly, but one of the biggest takeaways I took was how fast this industry is growing, right? Obviously, we're in the middle, we're in the early innings or middle, depending on who you talk to, of a semiconductor downturn, just due to the, you know, the after effects of COVID and supply chain issues and everything there. Who knows how this? Hopefully, this is a minor hiccup. But long term, you know, the growth of the semiconductor industry and the electronics component industry as a whole is strong, right? The electronic content in every facet of our life, whatever we use, just continues to increase. What's interesting about AI, though, is that while the semiconductor industry and the electronic components industry as a whole is going to continue to grow at probably what, mid to high single digits over the next several years, depending upon who you talk to, AI chipsets as a subset of that is projected to grow 3 to 5 times faster. So, you know, if you have a CAGR on semiconductors, electronic components, what, 10%, you know, the AI chipset industry is targeted 40% growth over the next 5 years. That's astronomical. And based on the growth rates we've seen over the last, let's say, 5 years, it's not surprising that those projections are being made. And personally, I think it's highly realistic to achieve that, especially with some of the disruptive solutions that we saw at the AI Hardware Summit. So that was one key takeaway. Something else, and this has been a growing trend, I think, too, is that, you know, there are dominant solution providers when it comes to how to implement AI in a cloud, you know, a cloud application or a data center application. And, you know, those current solution providers are going to continue to be, you know, continue to have a market-leading space in terms of what they offer. But there's a ton of disruption nipping at the heels. You know, there's chipset vendors coming out of Silicon Valley. You know, some of the announcements that Samba Nova made and some of the things that Graphcore's doing and some of the things that Mythic AI is doing. You know, I'm not mentioning everything because I want to talk about interconnect instead of semiconductors, but I think that's the second takeaway too, is disruption. There's a ton of high, there's a ton of growth opportunities. There's a ton of disruption. You've got, you know, the IP providers, you know, and the EDA companies obviously taking a leadership position because their tools and their development ecosystem and their solutions are going to be used not only by the Silicon Valley heavyweights, but also all these disruptive AI chipset startups. So just lots of takeaway there, lots of excitement, and you know, Samtech, you know, where we engage, you know, where you need silicon, you need interconnect. You know, we're just as excited by the growth opportunities here in terms of the engagements we have with, you know, the Silicon Valley heavyweights, the IC vendors, the established vendors, as well as some of the emerging startups who are quickly becoming established in this space. Sort of a ramble there a little bit, Dan, but you know, those were at least a couple of the big points I took away.
Yeah, I think the presentation you were talking about was from Lip-Bu Tan, the chairman of Cadence. You know, he has investments in all these IP companies and AI companies, and boy, I tell you, if anybody knows, he would. And you're right, the future looks bright, and I think the key word there is disruption. AI is going to disrupt so many industries, and you know, it's a good thing, of course. But so let's talk about cloud versus edge, because there was two separate conferences combined in one. So what are the difference? What are some of the differences of AI in the cloud versus AI at the edge?
To me, the easiest way to discuss that is scalability, right? You know, when you're putting AI in the cloud or in a data center, it's, you know, how can I scale my solutions as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible, depending upon, you know, the AI usage model, right? Some of these challenges that the industry is tackling, you know, weather forecasting, genomes, drug discovery, you know, financial market analysis, high frequency trading, right? Those are just large. Those are large data sets, large problems, and you know, they're not running all the time. You know, it may be based on demand. So you know, if you're a hyperscaler or a data center operator, it's like, how do I put AI within my data center to enable this type of performance, but at the same time, I don't, you know, I need to balance the capital investment that I make. And I think when you look at some of the hardware solutions that are coming out, especially for data center, they're sort of in a natural evolution to the AI chipset vendors. You know, a handful of years ago, when we went to the AI Hardware Summit, you know, everyone that was presenting, and I say everyone loosely, most of the chipset vendors that were there that were presenting were showing the die itself. Here's the architecture of our die. Here's the performance of the die. Here's how many AI cycles that we can run through the system, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then it went from the die to, you know, some sort of demonstration system or an evaluation board or a characterization board for that particular piece of silicon. The last year or two now, those same silicon providers are coming up with rack mount system level solutions that are scalable, stackable. You know, there's even, you know, several of the providers also have gotten to the point where it's AI as a service. So instead of the data centers or the hyperscalers having to worry about the capital investment to install the equipment, the AI equipment there, the chipset vendors, the AI system providers are actually just willing to, you know, use almost as software as a service, as AI as a service to help scale. So to me, that was mind-blowing seeing that at the AI Hardware Summit this past month, Dan. And again, I'm an interconnect guy, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But to me, that was the big innovation, if you will, for the cloud. When it comes to edge, though, the opposite story is how can I take AI for a specific application and cost effectively add that functionality to a system? And at the edge AI summit, there were any number of solution providers that had either AI IP or AI software that could be implemented into, you know, a MCU-based system that would be the basis of a edge application, or they're coming out with chipsets themselves, you know, using avail, you know, whether it's a RISC-V core, an ARM core, and then they have their AI engine right next to it. But it's all about reducing the footprint, making the device as efficient, as cost effective as possible, because you know it's the goal is to get to consumer level volumes when it comes to some of the AI applications. So on the edge, so I'd say it's those models are very similar to what we've seen, you know, pre AI. But that was the takeaway I had. And you know, when talking about the AI Hardware Summit and cloud, you know, AI applications in the cloud or the Edge AI Summit, applications of AI at the edge, I think both markets, both solutions are ripe for growth and ripe for continued innovation.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, we've been at the edge with IoT and other things, but AI is going to disrupt that for sure. So let's talk about Samtec. What role does Samtec play in AI?
Yeah, that's a great question, and you know that's one of the, that's probably the biggest question that we've gotten on the floor of this event over the last 5 years. Like, why is Samtec here? And the short answer is, you know, once those electrons leave those AI chipsets, they got to go somewhere, right? And that's really where Samtec comes in. So, you know, when looking at the hardware architectures that we've seen in AI, from Samtec's perspective, we've seen about three different areas. One is, you know, system on modules or computer on modules have been popular within embedded applications for the last 20 years, plus or minus. There are a number of solution providers that make AI SOMs. You know, the NVIDIA Jetson platform is a good example of that. And there's other similar solutions available on the market that go from there, right? The first AI accelerators were FPGAs or GPUs on a PCI Express form factor card that would plug into a motherboard and say, "Hey, I've got AI acceleration." And then thirdly, and this is where we see trends growing at a faster clip, is really application specific AI hardware. You know, some of the chipset vendors, this is a good example. Some of the chipset vendors that we're talking to when it comes to AI, you know, they have transceiver speeds up to 112 gigabit per second PM4. Right next to their AI engines. You know, that's the same transceiver speeds that we see on FPGAs and Ethernet switching chips and timing chips and IC solution. I mean, retimers and CDRs and things like that. So, you know, when you look at this, when you look at across the AI ecosystem, there's definitely a need for high performance interconnect. And when you look at Samtec's portfolio, you know, we're a market leader when it comes to high-speed board-to-board, you know, ideally suited for, you know, taking an AI computer-on-module or system-on-module, attaching it to a carrier card or a baseboard of some kind. We've got numerous solutions there that can support, you know, 112 gigabit per second, whether it's focused on performance, density, or small form factor. You know, some of our solutions include our NovaRay high-speed board-to-board, as well as the cabled versions of that. Our Accelerate HP interconnect, as well as our Accelerate HD. Those are the three high-speed board-to-board solutions we see very popular in AI applications, at least from Samtec's perspective. When it comes to, you know, coming up with a solution that goes into the data center, you know, putting a lot of those comms and SOMs on a carrier card or one giant AI chipset on a line card, how do we get all that data to the front panel? That's when we start to look at Samtec's flyover technology, Dan. And flyover technology is all about how do I get the electric signals out of the PCB and into a ultra low skew twin X cable. So that allows us to route data over longer lengths without the need for retimers, CDRs, and the like. So we have a number of front panel and midboard solutions, even midboard to backplane as well. And then our optics solutions, you know, which we can support. There's also precision RF solutions. So without getting into a long discussion about interconnect, the biggest thing that we've tried to message to the AI ecosystem is we're here to help you effectively, efficiently, and in an optimized way route the data in your system, no matter how you architect it. And that message seems to be resonating within the AI ecosystem, because of the fact that Samtec is a sudden service leader, not only in our business practices, but we really like to collaborate with our customers, collaborate with our partners, understand their interconnect needs, and then come up with a solution that's a win-win. It's not all about selling what's off the shelf or what's available, but you know, oftentimes we come up with a custom solution, copper, optics, precision RF, to meet the customer's needs. And given the fact that there's flexible, scalable AI system architectures, and Samtech can easily adapt to the needs of our customers, that's opening up a lot of doors for us.
Yeah, no, I agree, absolutely. This is a really good market for you and so many other companies. So what resources does Samtech have available for the AI industry?
So you know, briefly, you know, we have an AI landing page on our website, samtech.com/AI, which provides a little bit more detail about the product, some of the product solutions I mentioned for specific AI applications. And it goes into greater detail about how, whether someone's looking at designing an AI system on module, which could either be, you know, a cloud-based solution or edge-based solution, an AI acceleration platform using PCI Express form factor, ChemAIC form factor, or a PEC-FF form factor, or something that we see more and more often, you know, something that's application specific. That landing site, again, samtech.com/AI, provides a lot more detail about the off-the-shelf products that we have, as well as some of the customization capabilities that we have on our Samtech Flyover technology as well. In addition, you know, I alluded to earlier that you know, we're seeing data rates of up to 112 gigabit per second PAM4 on some of these AI chipset solutions. I think one of the things that differentiates Samtech amongst our competitors is the fact that we have our global signal integrity engineering team we make available for customers of all sizes. You know, obviously, when we're dealing with larger, more established companies, some of them may have, you know, signal integrity engineers or signal integrity expertise that's used to optimize not only routing the die, but getting the signal from the die to the package, from the package down to the pins, and then from the pins, you know, to the vias and the traces throughout the PCB. And then on to the interconnect within the system. But for a lot of these startups, they may not have the signal integrity expertise that someone like Samtech has, Dan. So we have engaged with a number of the folks that have attended the AI Hardware Summit over the past few years. We're engaging with them now, and we will continue to engage with them going forward to help them with their signal integrity needs. And by leveraging that almost what I would consider a consultative process from a signal integrity standpoint, you know, that really enables us to work with the AI chipset vendors, again, whether large, established, or even startups, they're just you know, getting, you know, some are pre-launch. That helps us to really be supportive of the industry. Similarly, you know, we can provide the same technical support for our precision RF solutions, our optic solutions, and the like, but our signal integrity capabilities are really what's opening the door for us.
Excellent. Yeah. Great discussion. Thank you for your time, Matt, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
It's always a pleasure, Dan. I always like talking with you, and I'm glad we saw each other person to person. Hopefully next time we can have an after work adult beverage, maybe.
Absolutely.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.